That's veteran San Francisco psych group Wooden Ships with Already Gone, and we started off today with Liz Fair. That was 6'1". You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome into the studio Lisa Cope, Executive Director at Playhouse in the Park, and Dr. Chris Mitchell from Murray State's Department of Music. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And we're here to talk about what I think is going to be a very fun and well-received production at the Playhouse, 1776, the musical. As we were just saying, I haven't seen it yet, right. So I think a lot of people are going to be in that same boat, right?
I think so. It's been around for a really long time, which is surprising to people to find that out. But it was a play back in the late 60s, and then there was a movie that people actually are a little bit more familiar with, I think, than they are the stage show. And that came out maybe around the mid-70s, I think. So it's been around. It's a play that we've talked about a lot. It comes up pretty often. It would get suggested as a play, and we've talked about it just about every season, and we were always a little bit afraid of it because it takes 24 men.
I was going to ask you, will this be the most men ever on the Playhouse stage at the same time?
In my history, yes. I don't know if of all time, but quite possibly. So 24 men and 2 females.
Those poor women.
Right. But it happened. We took a step of faith and really wanted to do the show. And it's a very timely piece, even though it's been around for a long time. I think it's an important show and some lessons definitely that we can learn. The other thing I think people are going to be surprised about is that it's very funny in places. It's very entertaining. It's a little bit of a longer show, longer than we're kind of used to, but it holds your attention definitely the whole time. So it's a good thing, I think, for us to present this, and a good show for people to come see and bring your whole family. Everybody needs a good reminder of the history of this nation and what that entailed.
Was this an easy sell for you, Chris? Was it easy for you to agree to do it, or did it take some convincing?
Two of the other cast members, who, of course, they weren't cast yet, but Rusty Jones, who we know from the English department here and from Playhouse, has done a ton of things at Playhouse, and Jeff Miller, who's also done a ton of shows. We were chatting back in the spring, and they had mentioned this show. They both were growing their hair out already to be able to be in this show. And they said, "Oh, it'd be really fun to do this show with you." And I said, "Well, when's it going to be?" And you know, I enjoy doing things at Playhouse, but the Murray State schedule always makes it challenging. But this one, it's hitting right at a good time, right at the beginning of the semester. So it'll be over with before we get too heavy into the semester with the music activities in the department. So, in terms of it's actually the first performing I've gotten to do at Playhouse. I've directed 2 things in the past over there, and my family's been very active over there. But this is the first time I've actually trod the boards myself, so to speak. So that's kind of an exciting to make a little debut over there.
What's the music like? I know that's a weird question, but I mean, for those who haven't experienced it, I mean, sure. What are we in for?
It's traditional Broadway style, I guess you could say, although, of course, it has these, it has elements of revolutionary and colonial sounds in it, you know, so you hear a little, drum and fife tunes every once in a while built in there, but it's a traditional style show, I guess you would say. It's probably one of the musicals with the least amount of music in it for the length of the show. I think there's probably about 45 minutes of music, and the show's what, 2.5 to
right,
two out 2:40. Mm-hmm. So there's long passages of where there's only dialogue. In fact, I think it has the longest scene in any Broadway style musical that has no music in it. It goes for about 35 minutes where there's just no songs because it's this intense debate that's going on.
So you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
yeah, it's,
you really do.
It's very challenging for me as a singer because I actually have more spoken lines than I have sung lines. So that's been a big challenge for myself and for Dr. Randall Black, who's playing the lead role of John Adams, is also, of course, a member of the voice faculty at Murray State. And he has more lines than anybody and more singing than anybody.
Right.
So it's really pushed our brain capacity to get all these lines crammed in and feel like we're taking control of the dramatic side of it as well as the singing side of it.
So is this more or less the birth of the nation? Is that the story, or is it a part of that story?
It's a part of that. It's specifically about the writing of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously all the things that are going on are part of that story. I get asked quite a bit if it's the same story as Hamilton. That's what everybody wants to compare it to, and it's not.
He's not in it.
Yeah, and there's no rap. We don't do any rapping. But obviously, it's that period in our history. But this is more with getting to that point and getting the Declaration written and what mm-hmm. that meant and where they could go from there.
And is the humor drama balance about right in it?
I think so.
I think there's a lot of laugh lines. There's a lot of funny moments. There's a lot of intensity also. But I feel like there's quite a bit of humor written into
it. It is a
script.
Nice balance. Yeah.
Why is it important right now, in August of 2018, to be performing this at Playhouse in the Park?
Several reasons. And you can jump in on this if you want to. The things that I have kind of talked about, because they kind of struck me from the very beginning as we began to work on it, is that you have these 24 men in a room who couldn't possibly be more different from each other. They come from all kinds of backgrounds, all education levels, just all. They're a great cross-section of people. And yet they were willing to listen to each other, to compromise when it was necessary, to really consider what was the greater good. And I think those are lessons that maybe we can be reminded of today. We don't hear those words a lot, and we don't see those things in action a lot sometimes. And I think that it really shows that in a great way. And there are moments where kind of individually different characters have to really think about, my individual thought is this, but I can see where the greater good would be served if I vote this way. Yeah. And they were willing to do that.
Yeah.
Do you have other thoughts about that?
But yeah.
That's kind
well,
of my
specific to my character is John Dickinson, who's probably one of the lesser known in the long-term history, because he was a loyalist to England, and he was against declaring independence. And so he's basically the antagonist to John Adams throughout the entire show. But he loves the spirit of the debate, but he listens, and he ends up losing, and he doesn't sign the Declaration right at the end, and he walks out. But even as he walks out and I say my final line, there's a token of respect thrown back at him from John Adams, who he's been fighting with the entire show. Where they continue to respect each other and talk to each other, and he realizes that, okay, I lost this battle, but, you know, and he even says, I'm not going to sign this, but I will fight in the army and support the country despite the fact that it is not the way that I believe it should be done. And I think that's a lesson for our leaders right now, that, you know, just because you are losing the short-term battle doesn't mean you should play dirty and change the game.
Yeah.
Because when we change the game, then we start to lose the identity of the country, which is what I'm personally concerned about these days. So,
are tickets still available? It opens tomorrow.
It does open tomorrow. They got here fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, tickets are available. They have been selling at a pretty brisk clip the last couple of days, and with a cast this size, as you can imagine. But there are right now plenty of seats available, but I would probably go ahead and get them if I were you. They are available online at playhousemurray.org, or you can call the theater, which is 270-759-1752. You'll probably get the answering machine. I'm in and out quite a bit today and tomorrow, but I'll get back to you, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right. Lisa, Chris, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thanks for having
us.
And break a leg. 1776 opens tomorrow night at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. We are Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We're your home for music and news that sound good.
It's Tuesday, August 21st. The James E. Bruce Convention Center in Hopkinsville celebrates their 15th